What's going on, Millionaire Mindcast fam? Welcome into another Wise Investor segment. Many of you reached out to me last week sharing how much you enjoyed the three things you need to build wealth. And then I obviously went on to share my five favorite real estate investment strategies, one of which I'm actually preparing to do right now on the biggest scale that I've ever done, which is a value add deal on a 70,000 square foot retail strip center in Oklahoma that I'm buying. And I have always been a very big proponent of giving people a window into what it is that I am doing. The reason being is I have really been able to accelerate getting relationships, resources, opportunities, new connections that I wouldn't have had otherwise unless I was openly sharing what that journey looked like. And I'm going to share more about what I mean in today's episode and how you yourself, knowing that so many of you are out there actively building wealth, actively building your business, actively building up your network, actively taking the steps to level up, and you're doing it in silence. You're not giving people a front row seat to what it is that you're doing. And I want to share with you why you should and how powerful that can be when it comes to unlocking and accelerating, getting to achieving the goals that you're working towards, and how you don't necessarily need to do all of this in silence or by yourself, or maybe in the capacity or context that you're doing it right now, knowing that so many people have helped me achieve the goals that were my individual goals because I was giving them a seat on the bus to be on the journey with me. And that is exactly what I'm doing right now on the 70,000 square foot retail strip center. And I'll share exactly what I mean by that. But as I were to rewind and to think about so many of the opportunities that have come to me over the years, or so many of the cool connections and relationships and people that I've been able to link up with over the years, so many of the relationships and capital and funding partners that I've been able to acquire over the years, a lot of those came from sharing what it was that I was working on as I was working on it and asking for help or asking for input or asking for feedback. And I'm a big believer that you should never waste a great opportunity to expand all of those facets of your life and your business. And one of the best ways that you can do that is by literally giving people an opportunity to sit shotgun with you, metaphorically, on your journey for whatever it is that you're working on. Now, I'm going to share with you exactly what I am doing on this particular deal and how this kind of strategy has allowed me to connect so many dots that I personally probably wouldn't have been able to connect on my own, or I just wouldn't have been able to do it as efficiently and effectively and as quickly as I've been able to do it implementing this strategy. And when I think about so many of the flips that were brought to me over the years, those were brought to me because I was sharing my journey of flipping houses and posting before and after pictures and dealing with squatters and dealing with all of the challenges that come with flipping houses. But I was giving people a window into what I was doing. And I was inviting them into that world with me and giving them some DNA in the journey itself.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer
and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
And I think about the podcast and how many amazing people I've been able to interview, not because of my relationships, but because I asked for help and gave people a window into what I was doing and what I was looking for and what help I needed and where I was crushing it. And other people found a way to fill in the gaps and connect me with so many cool people over the years that led to the growth of the podcast. I was thinking about all of the capital that I have been able to raise and the deals that I've been able to fund, not because I had my own money, but because I was able to leverage other people's money. And because they got to know who I was, they got to, you know, build trust with me and authority with me. That didn't happen by me telling them, that happened by me showing them. And again, giving them a window into what I was doing. I think about the first retail strip center that I got was brought to me by a broker who followed me on social media, who was just following my journey, knowing what I was doing, what I was looking for, and they brought me that opportunity. Same thing happened with the hotel. A pastor of a church who followed me on social media and was interested in real estate investing brought me my first hotel that I bought in Lake Tahoe, not because I was working in silence, but because I was giving people through my content and sharing what that journey looked like, a bridge that they could walk across and engage with me in a little bit closer capacity or proximity. And I want you to think about all of the things that are going on in your world, all of the wins, maybe all of the challenges, maybe some of the learning and growing opportunities that have led to breakthroughs that have, you know, been stepping stones to your career, to your wealth building, to your business, to key relationships that you succeeded in silence with versus how much more impactful, how much more opportunistic it would have been if you were giving people, and you can, you know, take this as far as you want or as little as you want, but giving people an opportunity to be on that journey with you. You know, we live in this weird voyeuristic society where we love to scroll through things and look at what other people are doing, to read and to respond to what other people are thinking or what they're working through or what they believe in or what they're challenged by. And by doing so, the people who put themselves out there, because it's not always comfortable, but the people who put themselves out there and they share that journey, the good, the bad, and everything in between, those individuals are giving an opportunity for other people who may align with them or not to connect with them. And I don't really care about the people who aren't aligned with me, but I do care about the people who do share similar values, similar goals, have maybe similar skills or value themselves that they could bring to the table that I wouldn't be able to find if I was working in silence by myself. And that is why I have had the podcast, why I've done social media, is to share, of course, in a way that brings value to other individuals, but also strategically, selfishly, to bring more opportunity, more alignment, more connections, right? More opportunities with individuals that resonate with my content and the journey that I'm on as well. And today's topic is a reminder that so many of you are out there building wealth, doing big things, have insane value, expertise, skills that could bring so much other value to individuals that are on that path, maybe way behind you, maybe a little bit behind you, maybe right behind you, maybe in front of you, that can pull you up to where they're at just by sharing what it is that you're doing and what you're working on. And I'm going to give you a real-time example of what I mean by this. So I am a big believer that every real estate investment opportunity I have is an opportunity for me to showcase who I am, my expertise, the field that I'm playing in, the challenges that I'm working through, that I'm stuck on, that I'm overcoming, the wins that I'm having. And I want to use every single one of those opportunities to top grade one of these categories that I'm just going to share with you. Now, number one, when I post out new projects, I'm excited about this. Hey, I'm working through that. Hey, I need help with this. What are your thoughts on that? Right? These are opportunities for me to, number one, grow my vendor relationships. Now, on this particular retail complex, as I started sharing with people on social media where the location of this asset was and some of the things that I'm working through, and do you know anybody in this insert, you know, space or, you know, business or area of expertise, people come out of the woodworks and go, yeah, you should connect with this person. Yeah, this is a company that I've used and they do great work, right? So now I'm using this opportunity to build my network of vendors, whether that's contractors, whether that's architects, whether that's inspection companies, whether that's individuals that specialize in this realm, right? To grow my vendor relationships and top grade those vendor relationships with relevant, with trusted referral partners and or businesses. Now, I just made a post that if you were following me on Facebook or LinkedIn or any of my social platforms, that I am looking for private and hard money relationships. I am looking to top grade, using this new opportunity, a relationship in the financing world that could be somebody that either wants to fund this deal for me or that either wants to invest in a future deal for me if this one doesn't pencil or make sense for them, or that wants to invest in one of my deals in the future, using this as an opportunity to cultivate new relationships with individuals that are active in this space is a great way to reconnect with maybe individuals that you've already got a relationship with, or to bring new individuals into the fold that can become a part of your database that you can shop around in the future if and when you need them. I am also, by sharing out as I'm working through this deal, I put a post on with the renderings and the facade and kind of the new design that we're going to do on this complex. And this immediately is a way, as you're working through these things, to demonstrate your authority, to demonstrate your expertise, to demonstrate that you are active and playing in this space. And when people think about commercial real estate investing, or specifically retail strip centers, or whatever it may be that you are working on, that you're the person that comes to mind. You want them to think about it and you go, dang, Matt's going after a 70,000 square foot retail strip center? Like, that's crazy. That's awesome. I remember when he was just, you know, wholesaling houses a decade ago, or, you know, doing these little single family flips. And now, right, taking every opportunity, whether it's one of the strip centers, whether it's been one of the hotels, right, to continue to show people that I am actively climbing the ladder, challenging myself to level up in the industry and the space that I play in, and that I am seen as somebody that is not just living and resting on my past laurels, but I am actively moving forward with my wealth building plans and goals, and that I want to be surrounded by other individuals that are doing the same thing, or that might be able to come into my world, right, to gain a little value from me. Using that opportunity to demonstrate authority and expertise is so important. The other side of it, right, is This is just such a great way to build new relationships and contacts. That one post on private and hard money lenders that I was looking for, I added a dozen new private money lenders to my network that actually are quality relationships. That could have a massive ROI to me and my business for who knows how long. I'm 35 years old. I plan on investing until I can't pick up a pen and sign a piece of paper anymore, right? So how valuable can some of those key relationships be? I've been able to reconnect with some old relationships and to re-engage and to rekindle through some of those discussions because I use this opportunity as a call to action, right? To bring people back into my world or to reignite some of the dormant relationships or conversations that may have been sitting out there to get some energy and some action and some connection between my network again. Using your opportunities to do the same thing, you never know where that next key relationship or opportunity or insight that might be valuable to you, not only just today, immediately with that opportunity, but with future opportunities. That's why you want to give people an opportunity to engage with it, what it is that you're doing. And then the last thing that comes to mind is, you know, when you put stuff out there, that stuff lives in the ethos, the internet, forever. And to have a paper trail and a timeline and a journey behind you on social media or on the internet is something that will continue to build and pad your resume, to build and pad the authority and your credibility and your expertise. And so never wasting an opportunity by putting out some of this content, you never know. I've reused and repurposed so much content for engagement, for expertise, for growth when it comes to sharing what it is that I'm working on. And so I just want you to think about all of the cool shit that you guys are working on, all of the amazing things that you might think is irrelevant, that somebody else might think is insanely cool or insanely valuable, or that they want to come into your world and find a way to help you. And without sharing and giving people a window into what that is, you're significantly hamstringing the upside and significantly preventing the rapid growth and acceleration that comes with being a little bit more open with your journey. And I'm not saying you have to share everything and become a narcissist and say, look at me and do this, because oftentimes, right, that may not feel right to you. And I get that. But doing humble brags or doing things that show people what you're up to or doing things that allow you to ask somebody for help, a lot of people who like you, they want to help you or they want to bring value to you, but they just don't know how to do it or they don't know what you're working on and what actually might be valuable to you. And so without showing people that, without inviting them along to that journey, you're hustling in silence and there's nothing wrong with that. But what I can say is you're not going to find that needle in a haystack relationship or that needle in a haystack capital partner or that needle in a haystack vendor or that needle in a haystack, you know, employee that might want to come work for you. The list goes on and on and on. You will not find that or give yourself an opportunity to connect those dots if you don't give people a window or a way to come into your world and engage with you. But if you do that, all of those things are on the table and you never know where that next conversation, relationship, capital partner, deal, employee, aha is going to come from. But the probability of it being out there and now finding its way to you is much higher than the alternative if you're not sharing that. So I just wanted to take today because I was reminded when I go out and share these things, when I just did this, you know, over the course of the last month on this opportunity with the retail strip center that I'm buying, it reminded me of how amazing of a world we live in when you can put something out and immediately, within seconds, you've got people in your inbox. Within seconds, you got people texting you. Within seconds, you got people calling you to make a connection or to help you. And to not forget how to leverage that in a way that feels aligned with you, feels aligned with your brand, feels aligned with your goals, but to put yourself out there and to share what that journey looks like and to know that you're going to find so many cool benefits and people and opportunities as a result of just giving the world an opportunity to engage with the great stuff that it is that you're doing.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
So hopefully, this is a great reminder. I challenge you today to make a post or to send out an email or to hit up a call with somebody or something around the world that you're living in and what you're building towards and the great things that you got going on, and know that this could be some great stepping stones that ultimately could get you to that next level of relationships, of capital, of deal flow, of opportunities in your business, of talent and people that want to come work for you, right? But you're not going to give yourself that chance by doing this in silence. So hopefully that was valuable for you. If you enjoyed it, all I ask, take 60 seconds, leave a review, share this with a friend, a family member, a coworker, somebody that you know could gain some value out of this that's actively working and hustling and doing some great stuff, but maybe they're just doing it in silence behind the curtain, and you want to inspire them to put themselves out there a little bit more and just see what happens as a result of it. I know people that have made posts literally or shared their journey, and they got 10 likes. They got 15 people that are, you know, looking at that post. They got maybe 2 people that, you know, made a comment on it. And then all of a sudden, there's a key connection, or there's a key opportunity, there's a key relationship that comes as a result of that. And that serves as validation to give you the confidence and the courage to keep doing this going forward. So again, if you enjoy the show, hit that subscribe button, leave a review. Don't forget to check out millionairemindcast.com and all the great stuff that we got in the show for you guys. And of course, don't forget to tune in on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays to help you on your wealth building journey. Until next episode, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time.